Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Extended Hands of God Highway Ministries. It's Monday night. We've got Brother John Stories from the Midnight Truckers Prayer Line, and he's going to share something with us tonight. And I'll just let you introduce yourself and tell a little bit about who you are, John. And at the end of the message, you can give out your information for the Midnight Truckers line and stuff. So, brother, we're glad to have you. Been looking forward to it.
All right. Well, thank you, Skip. I sure do appreciate you guys tonight and Curtis, and I appreciate each and every person that's on the line with us tonight. And, I'm definitely doing something that's stepping outside my comfort zone tonight. I was kind of joking with Skip while ago and let him know earlier. I said, my hands are already clammy just thinking about this. So I'm, again, just doing something that I believe the Lord's laid in my heart. I'll say one thing for Skip, that, folks, if God's calling you to do something and you keep sending him the voicemail every time he calls you, he might just be, he has to be careful. He might just actually get Skip to call you and do it for you instead. So, anyway, Skip usually can get through pretty good on that. But just to kind of rib you a little bit, Skip, there. But, again, but folks, this message really isn't really probably for you guys tonight. It's probably for me only. But I appreciate the fact that you folks are on with us tonight. And when it comes to a message, I was reminded of a story I heard about the Air Force, Navy, Army, and Marine recruiters went to this high school to try to recruit the high school boys and girls to join their branch of service, after they get out of high school. And each one of them had 30 minutes to talk and tell everything that they had. And so, the Air Force got up there and he started talking about how wonderful it is to fly in those F-18s and all those other planes that you get into, and even working as a mechanic on those planes and all the awesome things that you have done. And he used up his whole 30 minutes explaining that to the, boys and girls there in the high school. And then the Navy got up there and spent a full 30 minutes and sat there and talked about how great it was to be on a ship and to see the ocean and see all the things that go along with a ship, and even probably be on a submarine, if that be the case, and just really built it up great and doing a great job with it. And, of course, the Army got up there, and that recruiter was sitting there, and he actually took a little bit longer than 30 minutes, explaining about the Army tanks and all the great things you can do in the Army and all the benefits of it and the countries you get to see and things. And, well, finally, the Marine recruiter stood up, and he said, he looked over at the audience, over the boys and girls there, and he said, I just have one thing to say. If you have what it takes to be a Marine, just meet me in the back. Thank you very much. And so I say all that because a lot of times we can ramble on and on, kind of like what I'm doing right now, and really just miss the point. And, again, that Marine recruiter, he knew exactly what it took, and it didn't take very long at all. And so that's what I'm going to do tonight, and I'm just going to, again, present something to you that I think the Lord kind of laid on my heart in the last week or two. And but first of all, I just want to go to the Lord in prayer, and I just want to invite His sweet Holy Spirit to be with us. So, Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for tonight. We thank You for each and every caller that's on here. And, Father, I thank You, God, for what You're doing in our lives. And I thank You, Father, for the opportunity that we have as a group of people, Lord, that can be on here, whether it's live or even a playback on this conference line. We thank You for the technology that You give to us, God, for this. But right now, I just ask now, Holy Spirit, I just invite You to just be a part of this tonight. I pray for an anointing to be over this message that's given tonight. And, Lord, I just ask, Father, that, again, that they don't not really hear what I'm saying, Lord God, but they hear what You're saying tonight. So I commit this unto You, Father, and we thank You and we praise You for this, and we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So, well, folks, I've got a title for this tonight, and it's going to be something you probably maybe heard someone else talk about, but I want to kind of do it in the John Story version. So, you've heard of the New King James and the Message and the NIV and the English Standard Version and all that stuff of the Bible. Well, this is the John Story version. So the title of this is, Do You Have a Good Signal? And, again, I'll say it again. Do you have a good signal? And, folks, I think probably in my mind the most asked question in 2015 probably was, can you hear me now? And, I mean, just really, if you think about it, all the cell calls that we have out there, and that's probably what most people have nowadays is cell phones over landlines, and it's pretty much, can you hear me now? Well, folks, in our relationship with God, really, are really those who want to know what God wants for us, We constantly try and hear God, of course, by reading the scriptures and simply praying, guys, you know, when we have a need for God to help us in, if you think about it. Really, a lot of the time we get discouraged, you know, if you think, because we don't hear God. But like a cell phone that we all carry out here, especially those, again, that travel from city to city like us drivers do out here, most of us, we can sometimes lose a signal, and especially with some carriers, of course. I won't mention any names, obviously. Or, you know, or not even have a clear signal as we would like to have when we're out here. But folks, even those who stay in the same city or town that, you know, even never leave the bad cell area, the signal for some strange reason will just cut in and out or drop the call completely. And believe me, that's happened to me several times out there. But we have a lot of times might not even know, you know, our conversation with someone is bad until they tell you to repeat yourself or speak a little bit louder. And then what do? We say, "Can you hear me now?" But what's funny is one of the last things you might hear is, quote, "I think you're about to," and then you see the word "lost signal" on your phone. So, but have you ever just kept talking and then found yourself hearing your phone ring for the one, you know, basically you were just talking to? And again, that's absolutely aggravating, but maybe it was probably you that needed to hear that and not the other person on the other line. But that's been my experience over and over again out here as a truck driver. But there's so many things that happen in the atmosphere where the signals go from one tower to a satellite and back to another tower, then back to your phone. It's a pretty neat little process they have there. But things in the atmosphere that you and I cannot see in our eyes, but we know what is about really happening when we drop a call, again, we don't see that, but again, we just know the ultimate outcome is that the call is dropped. But so I'm asking this, how do I compare this frustration with losing our signal? And again, or even worse, not having a signal at all with our Lord when we try to talk to Him in our prayer time. And so, folks, I'm just going to be saying I'm glad you asked, but there's some points I'd like to make tonight, and just, well, we won't be too long on this, but just want to start out real quick. First of all, I just want to let you know, you must position yourself correctly in order to hear God speak. And when you have, and when you've, of course, made up your mind about something and there's no reason for God to speak to you, a closed mind, of course, and again, that's what I'm talking about, is a form of a hard heart. And in Hebrews 3, 7 through 8, it says, "Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts." So be careful, guys, when you're faced with something in your life, in that, and of course through our rebellion that we have, that you don't close your mind to basically what God might say to you out there. And of course, we all want to hear from God, but I'm asking you guys out here tonight, what keeps us from hearing Him from in detail, hearing God in detail? Well, I'm going to tell you this, pride. If you really don't think that you need God in your life and you want to handle things by yourself, you're probably not listening to God, and that's pretty much where I'm at. And as I said before, I'm probably talking to myself tonight completely. But have you heard it said, or have you ever taken that attitude that I got myself into this, so I'm going to get myself out? And again, that's just nothing but a pride thing there. But in Psalms 73 and 6, it says, "Pride serves as a necklace." And again, therefore, arrogance is usually associated with our wealth. And folks, especially as Americans, I think we have a lot of pride because a lot of us are more blessed than what we think, and we carry that around like a necklace, and that pride. And again, we think that basically we did it ourselves without God being involved. But folks, we know as Christians, as people that walk with the Lord, it's not in us, it's God. It really does everything in us. But it says also in Proverbs 13:10, that by pride comes nothing but strife, but with the well-advised is wisdom. So how do you get advice? I'm going to ask you guys, by making sure your signal is strong with no pride getting in the way between you and God. For like the devil having pride, we too also, folks, can cut off our relationship with God by first cutting off our communication with Him. And that's something the devil is going to try to do in our lives. He's going to try to do anything he can, discourage us, give us that what we call stinking thinking going on, and he's going to try to cut that communication off with the Lord on that. But you know, the good thing is the Lord's always there. He says, "I never leave you or nor I forsake you," and I'm always there. But another part of that is fear. You know, guys, a lot of people can't hear God because they're just afraid to hear God speak. You know, I'll just say it again. A lot of people can't hear God because they're just afraid to hear God speak. And after you don't want to come across as some religious fanatic, right? I mean, we think about that. We're just thinking, okay, well, I sure don't want to come across. I just want to kind of hide my walk with God and that you know, and it's a religious attitude is what it is. But I read a saying one time that if you talk to God, that is prayer. But if God talks to you, then that's schizophrenic. So anyway, that's the way the world looks at it. But you might think you lost your mind, but that's okay. Because as our brother Curtis says, you're getting God's mind. I'd a lot rather have God's mind. So of course, I heard the acronym of FEAR. Again, I've said this before. It's false evidence appearing real. And so it's absolutely false that we can't hear from God in our lives. But again, rather by his written word, like most of us do, and again, the written word, the Bible, or by an audible voice in our spirit. And again, that's one of those things where that's the Lord speaking to you. The world might call it schizophrenic, but that's the Lord speaking to you in your spirit. For it says also in 2 Peter 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power to not only hear him, but to love for one another in a sound mind. And guys, that tells me that a crazy mind to the world is a sound mind to God. And I don't know about you guys, but that's exactly what I think is that, again, to God is what matters. So folks, again, so just allow him to talk to you always. Another part of that too is bitterness. And this is going to be a part that really distracts a lot of folks. But when you know, when you hold on to hurt, resentment, of course, or grudge, then you're really not going to be able to hear from God. You know, because really, once again, your heart is hardened, if you think about it. It's grown cold and it's made you defensive even to God's love. But in Hebrews 12:15, I'm going to read this one. It says, the root of bitterness causes trouble, and by this many are defiled. But the communication is cut once again, obviously, or you drop your signal with God. For folks, as we know out here, God is a holy God, and he can't talk with you as he'd like to because he is so holy. And if we're walking in that, especially with bitterness, he can't talk with us like that. But, you know, in Acts 8:23, and I guess I didn't tell you ahead of time, I've got several scriptures to back up what I'm saying here, but in 8:23, Peter told Simon, the sorcerer, and really is telling us also that bitterness is a poison. And guys, we can be bound in iniquities or wicked acts, as we might do, if that be the case. But I want to encourage any of you guys out here tonight that's really been hurt or is holding on to bitterness and towards someone else, and even if it was last week or even just years ago, you know, guys, it's not for their sake that you forgive someone and not hold that bitterness toward them, but, guys, it's for your sake, and really because it goes back to really keeping that communication line open with God. But resentment is a self-inflicted wound that allows people from your past to hurt you. And I'll say that again. Resentment is a self-inflicted wound that allows people from your past to hurt you today. The resentment is keeping your signal blocked from God, and therefore you're not only hearing from him like he would like for you to, but in this case, it's your signal, and you're the carrier that's failing to do what is necessary to keep a good line open to God. And so, and the other part of that is, too, is pride. So really, pride, fear, and bitterness, it can be what is causing us to hear from God, again, causing you and I from actually having the fellowship, you know, with our Heavenly Father out here. But two other thoughts tonight I just wanted to share would be just plain unbelief in God. This fosters a distrust of God, of course, which causes us to waver and leads to doubt. But if you don't believe what God says, then his word will not work for you. So again, it goes back to belief in what his word does say. And guys, y'all must trust God, of course, even if you can't hear from him right now. It's a matter of just, as he said, trusting him. And really, it's that faith in him, because it says that faith is what pleases God. But in John 10:1-5, it says this, the true sheep will hear the voice of the shepherd and will be led by him, and true sheep will not follow strangers' voices, only God's. But when the Lord is your shepherd, you will not lack in anything. And again, that's in Psalms 23:1, is when the Lord is your shepherd, you will not lack in anything. So I think about that, and I think about how the Lord is really just, he's given us promises. He's not only promised to give us life, but life more abundantly. And it goes back to communicating with him about that. But another part of that is, too, I want to share is we have an undeveloped spirit that will keep our communications limited from God. But and again, have you ever known people that said, well, bless God, I've been walking with God for 40 years, and they no more have a good signal with God than Sprint does in the deserts of Texas, if you think about it. Anyway, but God leads and guides you through your spirit by His Holy Spirit, of course. But that takes keeping our time with Him consistent. And, you know, when we think about consistency like that, you know, the Word tells us that we should be in prayer at all times and at all ways. And you might ask yourself, really, well, how do I pray continually and being consistent with that prayer? It's literally not only thanking Him, but it's being, I mean, it's, but again, it's bringing up needs. It's bringing up not just your own needs, but it's other people's needs. And it's being the simplest little thing. It's like, God, I'm just praying to You right now and thanking You right now for just even giving me a job or giving me my health, my next heartbeat, for giving me the strength to get out of bed, you know, and that praise and worship time with Him and that thankfulness to Him. You know, again, it goes back to that. But there is an acronym that I heard one time about us all using SOAP in our lives, and it's something that was really pretty good that I heard. The SOAP I'm talking about is Scriptures, Observation, Application, and Prayer. And I'm going to say that again. SOAP is an acronym for Scriptures, Observation, Application, and Prayer. And if we'll put ourselves first into God's written Word each day, not just read it, but memorize Scriptures that pop off the page, then your knowledge of God will grow more than you can ever imagine. And then let's observe what God is doing around you and through you. And guys, don't write off the little things that you see happening in your life. And, you know, and really, because the thing is God is trying to show you things and from the littlest things. And it goes back to being appreciative of those little things where God can show you bigger things. As it says, line upon line, precept upon precept, God grows us in His Word and in our walk with Him. And here's another part, too, is you must apply the Word of God by acting on it. You know, in James 1:23-25, it says, for if anyone is a hearer of the Word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, or again, that's the implanted Word of God, and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. So prayer to God really is nothing more than just talking to God and lining up, you know, His will with our will is what it really does. And really, Jesus showed us that, and if y'all remember that, when He spent the time with His Father each day, you know, basically getting His marching orders from His Father and asking His Father's perfect will. You know, Jesus did say in the Word, He said that He only does what the Father's asked Him to do. And so if we think about Him having a perfect example about that when He walked with His disciples and He's teaching us today, even today, that, you know, it's a matter of don't do anything unless you get the Father's will and then go do it with everything you have. But again, so with continued prayer each day that we talked about, as well as the Scriptures and observing what God's plan is for you, and again, applying what you hear Him say, we can obviously all have a clean soul in this corrupt world if you think about it. But God really wants our spirits to be mature and whole so He can speak to you and me and when He wills and when He wants to. Another scripture is 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24 says, now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you or give official acceptance or approval to you completely. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. So, folks, tonight, this is just a short message, but I do want to ask you, again, you know, tonight, is God speaking to you when he wills to and when He desires to, and are you speaking to Him? And again, or is He asking you and me the Word, can you hear me now? And guys, I really hope that, you know, we can say that, Lord God, You sound just fine. I can hear You. So with that, I just want to pray for us real quick, and I just want to just thank the Lord for this message He's given to me, and I hope it's done something for you tonight. So, Father God, I do, again, just thank You so much for Your message and this, Lord, and just ask, Father, that this will just go forth and Father, that those that are listening tonight, Father, even on the playback, will just it'll minister to them is in their own special way. Holy Spirit, you know exactly what we're looking for. You know what we're needing right now. And I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for blessing this ministry. And I thank you, Lord God, for just being with our brother Skip and Curtis and all them, Lord. And I just, again, thank you for all you're doing in our lives. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, I just wanted to tell you real quick, Skip asked me to mention something to you real quick, and I will, and I'll do that before I turn it back to Skip. On Wednesday nights, Thursday mornings, we do have the Midnight Trucker Prayer Line that our brother Jay Sloan started back in June of 2014, and I've had the privilege to be able to moderate that here recently with the help of brother Brent Hickman and some other folks that are helping me out there on this line. And if you ever want to call into that and just basically just get blessed by an hour of a good message and praise and worship and just prayer, I'll just give you that number. The dial-in number on that is 712-770-4010, and that access code would be 799900 and the pound sign. So anyway, with that, we'd love to have you out there on that. And with all that, I'll give it back over to Skip. And again, thank you very much, Skip.
Amen. Thank you, Brother John. I can hear you fine, brother. That was a good message. Appreciate you coming on. I just want to say to everybody out there, if you want to listen to this on the playback or share this with friends or family, you can call 712-432-0469. Access code is 532-164. And this is recording number 290. And you're welcome to listen to that anytime, share with family or friends or any of the other messages on there. You can go to our website, extendedhandsofgod.org. All our contact information is on there. We have messages downloaded there. And we also, you were broadcast live on YouTube tonight, John. So that'll be on there, I think, probably. So we have a lot of messages, and we also have a CD ministry. If anybody's out there wanting any of our CDs, those are free of charge. Just contact me at 816-729-6649. You can call me or text me, or you can go to the website, our email, and everything is, all our information is there on the homepage. So we're going to open the lines up here a minute, but appreciate you coming, Brother John. It was a very good message. I was glad to be looking to hear more from you in the future. So appreciate it. We'll open up the lines here. Thank you for joining us at Extended Hands of God Highway Ministries, and God bless.